Vint Cerf is retiring. At 82 years old, the man who co-designed TCP or IP alongside Bob Kahn, the protocol suite that became the functional backbone of the modern internet, is stepping back from his role at Google, where he served as chief internet evangelist since 2005. The TechCrunch piece that surfaced on HN framed this as the end of an era, and I don't think that's overwrought.
What strikes me about Cerf's career arc is how it illustrates the difference between inventing a technology and stewarding it. He didn't just write the RFC specifications in the 70s and move on. He spent decades actively fighting for net neutrality, open standards, internet access as a human right, positions that put him at odds, at various points, with the very company that employed him. That's a genuinely unusual combination of technical founding and political engagement.
And the timing of his retirement is interesting, because the internet Cerf designed is under more structural pressure right now than it's been since the browser wars. We have large-scale AI inference being distributed across heterogeneous compute clusters. We have edge computing blurring the distinction between client and server. And we have regulatory regimes in the EU, India, and China that are effectively partitioning what was supposed to be a global network. The principles TCP or IP encoded, end-to-end neutrality, packet-switched resilience, no single point of control, those principles are being renegotiated in practice, even if nobody's rewriting the specs.
The HN comments thread on this story is worth reading for exactly that tension. Several longtime community members pushed back on the hagiographic framing, pointing out that TCP or IP's design choices, particularly around identity and authentication, left gaps that created 40 years of security problems. There's no built-in authentication at the network layer. Email spam, BGP hijacking, a lot of the structural vulnerabilities of the internet, trace back to design assumptions from an era when the network's users were a small academic community who mostly trusted each other.
That's a fair critique. But I'd argue it's also a bit like criticizing the designers of the interstate highway system for not anticipating the specific traffic patterns of a city that didn't exist yet. You design for what you know, and you build in extensibility where you can. The internet's extensibility is precisely why it absorbed the web, then mobile, then streaming, then the current AI layer, none of which Cerf and Kahn specifically designed for.
His retirement also lands against the backdrop of the Mesh LLM announcement, which I think is the most philosophically interesting HN story this week when read alongside the Cerf piece. So let's pivot to that directly.
Mesh LLM is a project that enables distributed AI inference across heterogeneous nodes using Iroh, which is a peer-to-peer networking library built on the QuIC protocol. The core pitch is that you don't need a centralized data center to run large language model inference. You can distribute that computation across a mesh of contributing nodes. Think of it as BitTorrent-style resource sharing, but for AI compute rather than file transfer.
The technical details matter here. Iroh is built by the team at Number Zero, and it provides hole punching and relay capabilities that let nodes behind NAT and firewalls communicate directly. That's not a solved problem in the general case. Most peer-to-peer systems struggle badly with NAT traversal. The Mesh LLM project sits on top of that and adds a layer for coordinating which nodes handle which parts of an inference request.
The business angle is compelling to me because this is fundamentally a challenge to the hyperscaler model for AI. Right now, essentially all commercial LLM inference runs through a handful of massive data centers operated by OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Microsoft. Mesh LLM is asking whether that centralization is actually necessary, or whether it's just the path of least resistance given the available infrastructure.
The HN discussion flagged some real limitations. Latency is the big one. Distributed inference over peer-to-peer links is going to have higher and more variable latency than a rack of A100s talking to each other over InfiniBand. For interactive applications, that's a genuine constraint. But for batch workloads, background processing, or use cases where you're optimizing for cost over speed, the trade-offs look different.
And this connects directly back to Cerf's legacy. The internet's original architecture was explicitly designed to route around centralization. The principle that packets should be able to find their destination through any available path without requiring a central coordinator was a deliberate design choice, influenced partly by Cold War concerns about network resilience. Mesh LLM is essentially asking, can we apply that same decentralization logic to AI compute? Cerf would probably find that question interesting.
The 60 comments on that HN thread include some skepticism about whether the model economics actually work for operators who contribute compute, the incentive structure for why a node would participate isn't fully spelled out in the current documentation. That's a genuine open question. But as a proof of concept for what distributed inference could look like architecturally, this is worth watching.